I'm obsessed with creating platforms for women, like absolutely mind-blowingly obsessed. I think anytime we can put a platform on our business, it's going to not only like change your life, it's going to change other people's lives. And that is a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm so excited you're here. You guys, I have really been doing a lot of work on my mindset lately. So I want to tell you, I saw a quote or heard a quote and it said, if all we ever focused on was what we wanted was, is all that we would ever get. And that was by Rhonda Byrne and it was on the Lewis House podcast. And, you know, for some reason, it just really hit me because I was in a place of, you know, getting a lot of things answered and figuring things out in my new company that were, I felt like I was hitting a wall just over and over again. And you know, it's a startup. So of course, that's how I'm going to feel for 90% of it because it's all new to me. So with that said, so many of the things that I'm doing are new and I'm uncomfortable all of the time. And I noticed that I was kind of focusing on thinking about if this doesn't happen or what if this person doesn't want to come in or what if this, you know, relationship doesn't work. And while for the most part, I can tell you that honestly, I was thinking that I was thinking very positively, I really did a check. Like I checked myself, right? Check yourself before you wreck yourself, guys, for real. It's like, I didn't really realize how much I was running a bit of a negative program in the back. And for some reason, that quote just hit me like it came at the right time. I know you guys know exactly how that feels. And I was like, it's true. I know this, but God, we need to be reminded of it every single day. Like I don't have enough space on my body to tattoo what needs to be there. In fact, I really should just tattoo it on Chris because I look at him more often than I look at my own body, right? So let's make him our piece of artwork with all of my manifestos of what I need to remember. I'll ask him and see if he's down for it. You guys, if you don't know, I'm kind of switching everything with this podcast to a bit of a new platform very soon. I'm going to be doing a bit of a rebrand. So new intro. If you guys want to answer questions or get your questions answered on our Q&A with Evans and I, you're now going to text your questions. So you're going to be added to the light pink text list along with the podcast list. So it is, you're going to text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. So this way I can get all of your questions for Q&A texted to me. So go ahead and text any questions that you have. What we're going to do is we're actually going to shout you out. We're going to shout out your name. We're going to say your question. We're going to answer your question. And also, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this, but it's probably the thing I'm like ridiculously excited about with the podcast right now. I'm obsessed with creating platforms for women, like absolutely mind-blowingly obsessed. I think anytime we can put a platform on our business, it's going to not only like change your life, it's going to change other people's lives. And that is a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. And I want to highlight you guys. I literally want you guys to come on the show and I want to coach you. And I want to have that show be an added piece of amazing content for people who are in your position, because who can speak better to exactly where you're at than people who are exactly where you're at? So what we're doing is we're actually going to pick somebody once a month or more to actually be featured on the Earn Your Happy podcast. So we're going to do that all through text. So what you're going to do is you're going to want to text that number, or you're going to want to text podcast to 310-496-8363. And we're going to be choosing somebody from the text list once a month or more to actually come on the Earn Your Happy show. So you guys will be on the show and we're going to highlight your business. You're going to ask your questions and you're going to get coached live. You're going to be able to ask me pretty much anything on the show. Not pretty much. You can ask me anything on the show. So those are also going to be quick episodes, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. And I want you to be seen. I want you guys to get seen. So with that said, just know that we've got 27 million downloads right now. It's probably going to be one of the largest audiences you've been in front of, and it's your ideal audience if you're listening to this. So it's really important that we support each other and that we start thinking about how we can create platforms in our businesses for people who are maybe a step or 5 or 10 steps behind us to get featured. Because if I've learned anything, it's been that other people, you know, I've had to show up. I've had to go in the scary rooms. I've had to join the memberships and the programs, but we're going to be choosing women who are showing up. So I'm going to be looking at your Instagrams. I'm going to be looking at what you're doing. I'm going to be looking at your businesses, and I'm going to be choosing based off of who I think is showing up for themselves and building audience, you know, trying to build audience. And even if it doesn't look like you know what you're doing, if you're showing up and trying to do the right thing, we're going to be picking based off of those requirements, just to kind of see, okay, is this person going to take this advice? Is this person going to actually utilize this time in front of this type of audience? Are they ready for it? So you guys, if that's you, I want to know, definitely text podcast to 310-496-8363. All right, y'all. I hope you're excited, as excited about that as I am. Listen, I want to talk to you about success. It's a numbers game. So many of you are thinking that things are going wrong, or you don't have the right idea, or you're not good enough. And a lot of us are stuck in not good enough land, and we do one or two things and they don't work out. And we're like, confirmed, not good enough. I suck. I suck so bad. I suck ass, all of the things, right? And I have to tell you that if you're giving up that easy, this thing is just not for you. Entrepreneurship, starting a business, going big, not for you. Now, if that pisses you off because I just told you it's not for you, I hope that it did so that it lights a fire under your ass and you're like, I'll show you. Like, I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to do all the things, because even for a sale now, they are saying, like, for a sale of any kind, they're saying that you need 7 to 8 touch points. And I believe that to act like before they even start considering it. And I believe it's up to 15, if I'm correct, 15 times before most people buy. So a lot of you are putting 2 things out on your Instagram and wondering, oh my God, I got 2 people or 0 people. It's because this is a long-term thing, right? This is a long-term play. Nobody has launched a business, didn't get a customer and said, okay, all that time and money I've invested, like, screw it. I suck. I'm going back to my job, right? You don't quit. This is your everything. You acquire the audience. You keep changing the message and you understand that everything is feedback. So what I want to say is that until you're willing to, you know, show up those 15 times for one particular product, and here's what happens is that even before you launch a product, you need to have your audience know, like, and trust you. So at this point, a lot of people are like, I don't even know where to start. Well, you can start by acquiring an audience. And how you do this is by adding value every day in the area that you want. So if you want to eventually put out a program and you're a registered dietitian, or you want to help people with their meal planning, I better be able to go to your Instagram and see that you've been posting a recipe a day that is a value add to somebody for at least the last 3 months. So is this making sense? In order to make yourself the expert, you choose to anoint yourself by putting out great content. It doesn't all have to be fantastic. I mean, definitely, you know, with this podcast, I'm super consistent, and I can definitely say that 50% of my podcasts are just okay. Like, they're gonna add value, but they're not probably rocking your world, right? So it's like, all right, that was a good podcast, but you can't blow people's minds every single time. And I've definitely put out podcasts where I'm like, well, at least I showed up because I felt like shit and I was crying 5 minutes before it. And hopefully it serves somebody. I mean, that's literally how I have to show up sometimes, because sometimes life is not going great. Sometimes my hormones are going crazy. Sometimes I'm depressed. Sometimes I'm anxious. Sometimes I feel like something in my life, like, horrendous has happened, right? And you still show up. So We've had a lot of loss this year. We've lost people that we love more than anything in the world. I've lost my dog, and I still had to record podcasts that week. So what I want you to know is, like, you just make a commitment to showing up. I've said it before, but the plan doesn't have to be extreme. You don't have to do a million things a day, but the commitment does. The plan doesn't have to be extreme, but the commitment does. So let's go back to success as a numbers game. So I was kind of watching some motivational YouTube videos on success being a numbers game before this, and Mel Robbins had a great one out. And she talks about how Picasso is known as one of the greatest, artists in history. And Picasso painted 50,000 works of art to only be known for 100. 50,000 pieces of art. And that's just what's known. Like, there could be many other pieces of art out there. To just have 100. So think of what those numbers are. And I guarantee those 100 came later on in his career. And let's talk about this too. In Google, so for AdWords, 10 keywords on your website are going to bring 80 to 90% of your traffic. How many keywords are you going to try? How many things have you typed up on your website that could bring traffic? How many things have you thought about that could bring traffic? To find out that 10 keywords, and I think it's actually less than this, could bring 80 to 90% of your traffic. So how many times are you going to try to get those correct keywords to know that if you just dial that in and you keep trying, that 80 to 90% of your traffic could eventually come from those keywords? Listen to this one. 50% of your problems on your team come from 5% of your staff. It's all numbers. Okay, 5% of customers generate 50% of your profits. I grabbed some of these from the interweb as well. Let's say that again. It says 5% of your customers generate 50% of your profits. This can vary a bit, but I know that McDonald's has a statistic as well like that. Like, it's a very small percentage of their customers that actually bring in most of their profits. So it's about finding those people. But the thing is that you have to look at McDonald's. You have to find millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people to dial in that very small percentage of customers who are going to bring you all of your sales. So this takes time. This takes a lot of trial and error, right? But eventually you create a bit of a tsunami. So I want to say, the more you fail, the better you get. Right? The more you fail, the better you get. The more that you learn, the better you get, the faster you close sales. The faster you close sales, the more success you have. The more success you have, the more you can leverage your success. And this creates a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. If I told you, and I'm going to say it again, I've been saying it all month long, I kind of have themes that pop up in my life. If I told you that you will need to try 10 things, you will need to put, not just try them, you will need to put 10 things out there. You will need to modify your program 10 times. You will have to launch 10 different things in order for one of them to hit. And one of them will hit and you'll keep tweaking it and you'll launch it again and it'll be okay. You'll be like, that was pretty good. It was better than last time. Then you'll launch it again with those new tweaks and it'll be better than last time. Then you'll launch it again and it'll be better than last time because you'll be getting feedback every time you launch because you'll be asking, what can I do better? What worked? What did not work? And then you log that. And what happens is finally you have a product that works. So if I told you that one thing out of 10 things that you're going to think and you're going to try are going to succeed in the beginning, how fast would you fail at the 9? As fast as you could, right? You would get that data. I freaking hate the word fail. I hate it. I wish there was something else for it. I have literally failed more times than I can possibly tell you. And I'm so grateful for it. And now I don't even, like, failure is not even a thing to me. I'm like, let's try it. Let's try it. Let's try it. Let's try it faster. How fast can we get it out? And of course, I always look and see, like, okay, are we good? Let's look at all the details that we can. Let's make sure we're safe. Let's maybe have an attorney look at it if we need to go that far. Like, do your due diligence, but do it quickly and fail faster. Get that, feedback, get that evidence, get the audience to tell you exactly, what they thought. And take the freaking emotion out of it. This has just been my anthem and my theme. We are so emotional. And I just want to say, Being emotional and feeling emotion is such a strength if you can compartmentalize it. So, right, compartmentalizing is actually more of a, it's more of a kind of a male characteristic. Sorry, I'm trying to think of the exact term. But it's definitely something that we can learn. Because at first I was like, well, that's just not me. I'm emotional around everything. Like I really feel everything. And, you know, I just, when I fail or when people get upset with me, I deeply feel it. And it's so upsetting. Of course it is. But if we can start pulling, pulling ourselves out of the interaction and realizing that that person is not upset with you. Right? They're upset about something in their life. They're upset about maybe with the interaction with your team. Maybe something was worded wrong. They're upset because they don't have the money that they want for something else and they spent this money too soon. They're upset because they're disappointed because they had a different expectation that they set on their own that wasn't even have anything to do with you. So if we can start to just say, okay, this may not even be about me. And let me just scan and see where I need to take responsibility. Like, where is this person correct? Where can I see that some of this could be true? Okay, let me see how I can take responsibility and tweak that and say, I'm sorry immediately and do the best that I can by this customer. Then once you've done the best that you can by that person, you got to release it. You got to let it go. If you've done the best that you can, if you've either refunded or given a gift or whatever that looks like, you know, set apologies, done right by that person, then you got to energetically let it go. And if they decide that they want to take it further than that, meaning like if they just want to keep badgering or being upset, that's, you got to let it go and detach, right? So from that point, what you're going to do is you have to energetically detach and know that no longer do you need to be emotional about it. And a lot of times what happens is as our teams grow, we can put some people in place around that so that you're not necessarily in those interactions as much and you can empower your team to really take care of that customer in a beautiful way and empower them to, you know, help them out or whatever that looks like. So with that said, we have to remember to just take the emotion out of it. Like you can feel emotional for a minute, but realize that it's not you and detach faster and just move through the failures faster. So that was my random tangent. But let's just think of that one more time, the success cycle, right? The more you fail, the more you learn and the better you get. The better you get, the faster you close sales or the faster you, you know, move through something, the faster you can make money. The faster you close those sales, the faster you understand, the more success you have. The more success you have, the more that you can leverage your success. This creates a self-fulfilling prophecy of success. It's just a cycle, you guys, and it's a numbers game. So fail faster. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so grateful for you guys. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was and make sure you text me because I want you on the podcast. That would be freaking epic. And I want you on the light pink list because we're talking every single day over there. You're going to know when the product is launched. You're going to get the specials on the product. You're going to learn all about what we're going to do with this epic community that we have around light pink. This is about empowering women. This is about educating women. This is about giving back to women. I want you to know about all the events we're going to have in the future and all of the things. So you guys get on that list and you're going to do that by texting the word podcast to 310-496-8363. So I'm obsessed with you. That's all I can say. Hey, you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.